Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am so glad that you have joined me this morning. This is Father's Day, and so I want to first start off by saying Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. I want to say Happy Father's Day to the single daddies. You know, my son is a single dad, so I want to say Happy Father's Day to UT. That's my son, my baby boy, even though he's a grown man. He's an amazing dad to his children. And I want to say Happy Father's Day to my husband, Dennis, my Denden. He is an amazing dad as well. There are more out there. And so I want to say Happy Father's Day, Happy Daddy's Day to the fathers, whether you're a single dad, whether you're a distant dad. If you are a father out there and you have children and you're supportive to them, you're there for them, you know, even if you don't live in the same house with them, even if you don't live in the same city with them, but if you pick up that phone and you call them, amen, and you have a relationship with them, you know, if you show up when they need you, amen, if you come through when they need you, that is a daddy, that is a father, amen. Having that support system is so important to a child, to a son, to a daughter. And so to those of you who are under the sound of my voice, I salute you today, and I say Happy Father's Day. This session today is dedicated to the fathers, amen. So come on in, come on in, come on in. You know how I like to start the program off with some praise and worship, and I'm going to start the program off with some Shekinah glory, Father me. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Sit back and relax and just enjoy. Amen. Here we go.
Father tonight, hallelujah. Lift those hands to the Lord. Father. Father, I
Father, just
just love you tonight. Come on, let him love you, let him love you, let him love you, let him love you. Come on, tell him, Father me, Father me. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, lift those hands to the Lord. Come on, lift those hands to the Father. Lift them up, lift them up. Come on, but the Father is on your scene. I don't care who started the fight, but you're about to win. You're about to get the victory because the Father is on the scene. Every devil got to go. Every demon got to go because the Father is on the scene.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
Yes, 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 yes. Good morning, good morning. If you just joined us, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. That was Shekinah Glory, Father Me, Father Me. I just want to encourage anybody this morning who may have lost their dad like me. You know, my dad is not here, but my Heavenly Father is. Hallelujah. So I may have lost my earthly dad, amen, but my Heavenly Father is still present in my life, amen. And so I want to encourage those who have lost dads today, amen. I want to encourage those who may have had a dad and may have never even known their earthly dad, amen. God is forever present in your life, so be encouraged in that. Come on in today. This is a special Father's Day session this morning. And so I just want to give accolades to all the dads out there, amen, all the fathers. Again, I want to say happy Father's Day to my son, T. I want to say happy Father's Day to my husband, Denden. Love you both so very much. They're amazing fathers. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, this is wonderful to be able to celebrate fatherhood, right? And so, you know, I spoke to a young lady who kind of sparked this conversation during a workshop that I had one time. The conversation was, which is the name of this message today, who's your daddy? So I posed the question, who's your daddy, to the ladies that were in my workshop. And one of the ladies, you know, she told me that, you know, she never had a relationship with her dad because her dad had left her mom when she was very, very young. So she never really knew what it felt like to have a father. You know, she never experienced the love of a daddy. And so through that, you know, we just opened up this conversation with others that were in the workshop that had the same experience. And what I found is that many times if you have had a bad relationship with your earthly dad, with your biological dad, or your earthly dad, you could have been adopted, you know, or your daddy figure here on earth, right, then it can be very difficult. It can be very challenging to make that connection between your heavenly father, amen. And so sometimes we get it twisted and we think it's just very hard to believe that you can have a loving heavenly father that loves you enough to be there for you, that loves you enough to protect you. And that's who our heavenly father is. He is our protector. He's our sustainer. Amen. He's always with us. He's ever present in our lives. You know, he is Yahweh. Hallelujah. I am the one who is the self-existent one, right? That's our heavenly father, amen. You know, and God never changes. His promises never fail, amen. And when we are faithless, you know, he is faithful. And so if you are somebody out there who has had a difficult time making that connection, you know, with your heavenly father, simply because of the relationship or lack of a relationship with your earthly daddy, then this is a good message for you this morning, right? And so come on in, come on in, come on in. The Bible, you know, because we got to talk about the word. The Bible says, excuse me, the Bible says that God is love. It says that God is pure love and he wants to lavish his love on us, amen. So, you know, you are his special daughter, and you are his special son, amen. He has a plan and a great and amazing purpose for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. You know, it says that God's plan is to prosper us and to not harm us, but to give us a hope and a future, amen. And so if you've been, if you've had an experience with your earthly father, your earthly dad, one that was harmful to you, amen, know that God is not that man. He's not that daddy. He's not that kind of father. He's not that kind of dad, amen. And so his plan for you is to prosper you and not to harm you. His plan is to give you a hope and a future, amen. And that's what a daddy does. He gives us, he provides for us, and he gives us hope, and he gives us a future. Amen. And so your earthly father may let you down, but God will never let you down. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And the Bible describes God as father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 68:5. Psalm 68:5. So as you accept the knowledge that you are a daughter or a son of the King, amen, the Most High God, and allow that fact to settle deep into your spirit, soul, and mind, it will comfort you, amen. It will strengthen you. It will strengthen your faith and change your life in such an amazing way, amen. You know, there is nothing like the love of a father towards his children, especially his daughter. Amen. I remember when I was when I would walk into a room and my daddy's face, and I actually had the blessing of experiencing the love from two daddies. That was my biological dad, who I was very close to, who loved me so very much, right? And I always felt his love. And then, you know, after he passed away, then I had the privilege of being blessed by my father-in-law, who kind of took my biological dad's place. And so I know the love of a father, and there is nothing like it, I'm telling you. And so when I would walk into a room, my daddies, because I had two of them, right? I experienced the love from two of them, both of them, their faces would literally light up. And they always had something positive to say to me. They always made my day better. You know, I don't care what my day was like, when I would walk into a room, simply because I walked into the room in the presence of my dad, you know, I felt better. I could see his heart just melting simply because I was there, you know, and I could feel his love and his safety and his protection, and that's what a dad is, you know, and that's what the love of the Heavenly Father is, right? And so that father and daughter relationship is so important, because it is that relationship that shows a girl how she should be treated in every other male-female relationship. Right? That's such an essential relationship, daddy. So any daddies that are listening with daughters, you know that that relationship is so very crucial. Amen. And so even though I have experienced abuse and abusive relationships, right, even in that, I always knew my worth. I always knew my worth, and I always knew that I deserved better. And I always wanted better for my life, and that's because that's what I was taught by my dad. That's what I was taught by my father growing up, that I had worth. And it's so important that as dad you let your daughter know she has worth, amen, she has worth. And even though, you know, she might have setbacks, she might meet some knuckleheads, but she's going to know even in that she has worth. And that she tolerate any old thing from a man, because, you know, she knows the true love from a father, right? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you a message from God. That's what I'm going to do for all of you today. So prepare yourself. And I want you to allow it to minister to your brokenness today. Anybody who may have lost a dad, anybody who may have had a bad relationship with their dad, anybody who needs to know the true love of a Heavenly Father, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath, amen, and picture yourself sitting right in front of God, your Heavenly Father, as He says these words to you, amen. And here we go. God says to you, this is a message from your heavenly daddy, amen. He says, I am not far from you, and I am not angry with you, but I am the complete expression of love towards you. That's 1 John 4:16. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you. 1 John 3:1, simply because you are my child and I am your father. 7, I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:11, for I am the perfect father. Matthew 5:48, every good gift you receive comes from my hand. Hallelujah. James 1:17, for I am your provider. And I meet your needs. That's what a daddy does. He meets the needs of his children. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:31-33. And please, you know, meditate on these scriptures, right? My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah. Because I love you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. My thoughts towards you are countless as the sand on the seashore. Hallelujah. Psalm 139:17-18. And I rejoice over you with singing. Hallelujah. Zephaniah 3:17. I will never stop doing good to you. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 32:40. For you are my treasured possession. Hallelujah. Exodus 19:5. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 32:41. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33:3. For if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, know that God is for you and not against you. His arms are open, wide, waiting to receive you today. Hallelujah. Accept his love today. Amen. He gives it freely. He gives it freely. Amen. And I just want to encourage those of you who have had, you know, a hard time making that connection between, you know, a loving Heavenly Father based on your lack of a good experience with your earthly dad. Amen. God is so much more than that. He's so much more. Amen. And what I want to do right now is I want to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, you know, I'm going to talk to you a little more, and then I'm going to pray for you. Amen. So don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere. Stay right here.
Hey, Clinton, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watt.
All right, family. I am back. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Amen. And so, yes, I just want to talk a little bit to the daddies today, to the fathers today. You know, if you have children out there and you have been disconnected from your children and you're listening to this message today, I want to encourage you to pick up the phone, call your son, call your daughter, because they need you. And even if they have some resistance, you do it anyway, because they're going to remember that you called them. Hallelujah. You pick up that phone and you call them and you tell them that you love them. If that's the only thing that you can say you love them, and they will remember that you called them today and said that you love them. If you are a son, if you are a daughter, and you have a daddy that you haven't spoken to, pick up the phone today and call your daddy and say, Daddy, happy Father's Day. I love you. Happy Father's Day. I love you. He will remember that. He will remember that. You know, life is too short to not stay connected. Life is too short to not stay connected. Amen. And for the moms out there, the single moms, because I know I've experienced that. I've been a single mama. I know how stressful that can be, right? Don't keep your children away from their dad. Just because you and their dad can't get along, you figure that thing out, whether you have to go to court and have some type of supervised visitations or whatever way you can work it out, work that thing out, because every child deserves to have a healthy relationship with their dad. I'm going to say that again. Every child deserves to have a healthy relationship with their dad. Now, the reason why I threw the word healthy in there is because I'm not saying if he's abusive to the child. I'm not saying that. If he's that, then you need to keep them away from him, because it's your job to keep that child safe and protected. But if you know that, you know, he's not been abusive to the child, then you need to be encouraging that relationship, because that relationship has nothing to do with your relationship with their father. It has everything to do with their relationship with their father. Now, I know, and I'm speaking from experience, when those of you who follow me, you know that I was in an abusive marriage, and that was to my son's dad. But when I left him, I always told my son that that was going to always be his dad. I said, you and your dad and I have issues. Your dad and I have problems. I can't stay with your dad. But that's our problem. That's not your problem, because he was never abusive to my son. He was abusive to me. And so I always told my son, if you need to feel the urge to call your dad, pick up the phone and call your dad. You know, if my son was sick, I would call his father, as much as it hurt me to have to do that. I would call his dad and tell him, you know, your son needs you. Your son needs you to come over. Your son needs you, you know. And I always encourage that relationship. And guess what? I never regretted that. My son's a grown man now. He's an adult. He's 30-something years old. He's a dad himself. I'm a grandma. And I thank God that I did that because he had the opportunity to experience the love of an earthly father without interruption, because the abuse that I experienced had nothing to do with my son, because he did not abuse my son. The abuse was towards me. You know what I mean? In a kind of twisted kind of way, he actually loved all of his children. And so it wasn't for me to keep them separated. No, even if you have to go through the courts to set it up for visitation rights, supervised visitation rights, they do that, figure that thing out, because every child needs to know who their father is. They need to have some type of relationship with the child. Now, obviously, as the children get older, they may or may not want to have a relationship with the child based on what they experienced in the household. I don't know, but at least let that be up to the child and not up to you. Amen. So I just pray that has encouraged you today. And what I want to do right now, I just want to pray. I just want to pray, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you for being such a good, good Father to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, I lift up every man, woman, and child under the sound of my voice today, Lord God. Lord God, you know their situation. And I ask that you will cover them with your love today and with your protection. Hallelujah. Father God, you know, I thank you, because you are a father to the fatherless, yes, God. So for those who have lost their dads and those who are struggling today with missing their dad, you said that you're a father to the fatherless. So give them comfort today, Lord God. Just comfort them, hallelujah, with your loving hand, Lord. Father God, heal their broken places today and bring restoration to them as only you can, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just love you today, Lord God. We just love you today. We just thank you for being such a loving Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. One who said that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And so you're always there for us. Hallelujah. You protect us. You keep us. And we thank you today, Lord God. And I just ask that you will cover the fathers today, Lord God. Any fathers that are disconnected from their children, make that connection today, Lord God. Restore those relationships today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Any mom that is having a hard time in keeping her child away from their dad, if the dad is not harmful to the child, help them to work that situation out for the good of the child. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for children today. We thank you for mothers and fathers today, Lord God, because I know there are some single moms out there that are having such a hard time, hallelujah, because dad has not stepped up. He has not taken his rightful place. Strengthen those moms today, Lord God. Hallelujah, as only you can. Lord God, I call this prayer done today in the name of Jesus. As I speak it today, I speak it in atmosphere. Lord God, you said that, you know, your word would never return void, but it will accomplish that which it was set out to accomplish. And so I thank you, Lord God. I praise you. And I call it all done in Jesus' name. And finally, Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that you will prosper, that you will be in health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. You have a blessed and marvelous day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day. You deserve to love on yourself today. If nobody picks up that phone and say Happy Father's Day to you today, you love on yourself today because you know that you are a dad. Hallelujah. And so if your children have not given you the respect that you deserve, now keep in mind that you have to be a father. Like, they're not going to respect somebody who's not acting as a father. If you're mistreating their mom, they're going to not respect you. Amen. If you have not paid child support, they're not going to respect you. Amen. If you've not provided for them, they're not going to respect you. So in order to be a father, you have to step up your game. And even if you messed up in the past, take this day and turn it all around. You can turn it all around, and, yeah, you're going to get some resistance, but at least you made the effort. Make a real effort, okay? I pray that you were encouraged today. Be encouraged, not discouraged, and I will see you next time right here on the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. So God bless you all, and enjoy your day. See you next time.
have a second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. This where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.